The Fairbanks man who started the Second Amendment Task Force says it spawned a local army and grassroots support across the country. Schaefer Cox says the group has 7,000 Fairbanks members, 3,500 of whom are part of a militia. Cox is a 25-year-old building contractor who's run for state house, but says he's turned his back on mainstream politics to focus on protecting individual freedoms. He says that's what the militia is all about.
It's called the Alaska Peacemakers Militia. And the slogan, the motto, you know, what's on our patches, it says, defend all, aggress none.
Cox says militia members are trained in basic gun and combat skills with the aim of being able to protect area residents from constitutional infringement, like gun control, or in the unlikely event of martial law. He has become a voice on government overreach and constitutional rights since he held the first Second Amendment Task Force meeting at a Fairbanks restaurant last spring. Cox says it's generated similar movements around Alaska and the lower 48.
All of these started in at Denny's in Fairbanks, and now they're all over the whole country, and I get several calls a day saying, now just how do we start this?
Cox says the movement sometimes attracts the attention of extremist groups, but true militias protect everyone's rights.
I don't want people to come around and tell me at gunpoint that I'm going to be a communist. And I don't want people to come around at gunpoint and tell me that I'm going to be a conservative right-wing Christian. I want liberty. I want my choices to be respected. And I want a government that is going to be there to make sure that I don't violate anyone else.
Cox believes the U.S. government will collapse and wants to be ready when it does. He's one of the three Alaska delegates participating in the Third Continental Congress, a citizen government reform effort strictly focused on upholding the U.S. Constitution.